Glory to God.
Prabhu ko mahima ho.
You seem very quiet today.
Aaja tapai haru ekdamai quiet shant bhai rakhnu bhako cha kina hola?
Tired. Yeah, the word of God says he renews our strength.
Prabhu ko bachan le hamlai bhanda cha ki jaba hami thakeko hundachhau hami prabhu ko stuti ma aayo bhane wale hamlai feri bal shakti dinu hune cha bhanera.
I understand, I know what it is to be tired. I've tired Daniel out while he was working with me. Didn't I?
Yeah.
The old man tired the young man out. But even I get tired sometimes. You know, we have to press into God and we have to push through. A verse of scripture comes to mind. And it says, if we don't praise the Lord, the very stones will cry out.
Is
that right?
It is so.
He says the very stones. I want to cry out and praise my God. What has done me good today? Whilst we were singing that last song, two guys at the back.
Give us a wave.
Great guys.
Yeah.
When Jesus really gets hold of them, and they get hold of Jesus,
they're
going to be firebrands for God. When I saw them beginning to sing the song, and it did my heart good. Because, you know, our lips
are
powerful. Our words are powerful. And the Bible tells us that we need to praise the Lord. In Philippians it says, let everything that hath breath. Have you got breath?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it. Pretend you're in school or outside with your friends. Huh? It's no different. That's right, yeah. She's got breath. Hallelujah. Do you have breath?
Yes.
Yes. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And you don't praise God because everything's going fine. When everything's going fine, it's easy to praise God. You know, we're all just jogging along and we're having a nice time. Life's good, it's easy, you know, sun's shining, yeah, everything's fine. And then suddenly, bang! Then what we do? Oh, I don't feel good today. I think God's forgot about me. Woe is me. Whoa. Come and join me for my pity party. Come and be miserable and sad with me. Who's coming to the party?
Oh?
You want to come to the sad party? Would you like to come to a sad party?
No.
I'll invite you. You can be my special guest. No? No thanks. Would you like to come to my sad party?
No?
You come to my...
No? What?
Please, somebody, I need people to come to my party with me. Why won't you come to my party?
Because I don't want to be
sad.
Because you don't want to be sad.
Oh, man.
Will you come to my party?
Yeah. Why? Because
I don't
want to
be sad.
You don't want to be sad neither. I know who'll come to my party. Dilip will come to my party, won't you, to be sad with me?
No, I'm not. I'm tired.
Yeah, the only person that's going to come to my party is the devil.
That's it.
You know, if you won't come to a sad party,
what party she's on about?
A sad party.
Nidasko party,
would you like to come to a sad party?
No.
So nobody wants to come to a sad party.
Let me
say this to you. Neither does God want to come to you in a sad church situation. He wants you to rejoice. And the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Because it's God's will to give thanks. We don't give thanks just because everything's going fine. We give thanks when things are going bad. Because when the devil comes against us and he's pushing us, And he's trying to get us to go backwards. And all the time he's pushing. And Ephesians says, resist the devil. And he will flee from you. And he runs away. But you and I have to be forceful. We have to tell him. We have to use the word of God. We have to sing the word of God. We have to sing the songs that will bring deliverance to us. We have to rejoice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to rejoice. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Come on, Esther. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll get you on your feet in a bit before we've done. Glory to God. The man's exhausted. He's been to work. Glory to Jesus. Listen, let me encourage you that, you know, people out there are sad, depressed. They listen to the news. They're worried about their debts. They're worried about other things in their lives. Their lives are out there and they're lost without Jesus. They have no help, no future. They have no future that will bring peace and joy into their lives. And yet we're saying, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come on. Because everything's great. Everything's good in Christ Jesus. He looks after us. He cares for us. He's promised never to leave us, never forsake us. He said, I'm always going to be there for you, even at school when it's tough in exams. I'm going to be there. I'll always be with you. Never going to let you go. Wow. Just think about that. Even when you're in a difficult time, the arm of God is around you. He's around you. Covering you. Protecting you. As David said, as Grace read in that psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear the devil. I'm not going to be sad. Because everything we have, we can praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as we praise the Lord, we see the enemy push back. We see the enemy brought low. We bring defeat to the enemy. And people out here today, their lives are being controlled by the enemy. Their lives are being controlled by the enemy. Your neighbors, their lives are being controlled by the enemy. They're looking for an answer. They're looking for hope. They're looking for peace. They're looking for joy. They're looking for satisfaction. And it only can be found in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It cannot be found in things. It cannot be found in money. It can only be found in Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And the world outside today is looking for the answer. And it's looking at you. It's looking at you. And it's saying to you and to me, what have you got that is different? Why should I come and worship your God? Why should I come and worship your Jesus? What is it you've got that is different in your life to mine, they say? They're looking for the life of Christ. They're looking for the joy of the Lord. They're looking for the peace of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're looking at you. They're looking at me. We are the videos of the world today. They're looking at you. And they're looking for Jesus. They're looking for Jesus in each and every one of us. Is that right? Is that right? They're looking for Jesus in you. Those people outside, they don't read the Bible. Those people outside don't go to church. But they come into contact with you. And with me. And they're looking for Jesus. Looking for Jesus in you. Where's Jesus? Well, he went to heaven, but where else does Jesus live?
In us.
That's right, in us. You're doing great for me today. Does he live in you?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Out of the miles of babes and children, the word of God is praise. You and I need to be the video to the world. They look at you and say, why are you so happy? Why are you happy when you've got problems? Because Jesus is in the center of my life. And Jesus is the one who will take me through every difficulty. In that psalm, yea, though I walk through. There's problems. It's a valley of death and destruction and fear and anxiety and stress. And we've all experienced those things, haven't we? And sometimes we want to escape from them and hide from them. But the Bible says that we're going to walk through. And as we hear in Psalm 23, and we're in the valley of the shadows of death. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He says, but we are going to go through. We're not escaping it. We're not avoiding it. We're
going
to go through it. And we walk through it. And we come out the other side. And we come out in victory. And all the time, Jesus has never left us. The Word of God has never left us. He's constantly been holding us. If I was strong enough, I'd pick him up and carry him. Then he'd have to carry me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is with us all the time. Never leaving us, never forsaking us, always there. Is that not something to give thanks and to shout and to praise God for? Is it? If it is, shout hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Where were you? Glory to God.
Broke my mouth.
Let everything, let our breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some breath in you there, mate.
Give the devil the hardest time he's ever experienced. The Bible says there is power in your words. The Bible says there is power in the tongue. There's life and death is in the tongue. Amen.
Amen.
So watch what you say.
And bolnos chitchaunos.
Watch what you say.
Bolnos chitchaunos.
And if you want to change your circumstances,
and kiki to sabi bolnos,
then start to say the right things.
And is jivan dine shabdaru bolnos.
Speak the word of God.
Prabhuko shabda bolnos.
Speak life to your circumstances and to your situation.
Tapaiko jivan ma ke ke raheko cha tino sabai ma prabhuko bachan bolnos.
Change things by the word of God.
Sabai kura sabai nirashi haru kura haru sabai tino sabai prabhuko bachan dwara pariwartan garnuhos.
Bring the enemy to his knees. Because the word of God says you and I are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I'm a conqueror. In fact, the word of God says I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to walk all over the devil. Hallelujah. I'm going to stamp all over him. You see, he's defeated. We don't have to be afraid of him. He has no power. He has no authority. He's a usurper. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a thief. He's a robber. And he wants to rob from every one of us. He wants us to cheat us out of our inheritance. Well, I want my inheritance. I want what belongs to me. Do you? Begin to praise God, begin to shout, begin to declare who you are in Christ Jesus. Read the Word of God. Read it out aloud. Read it so the principalities can hear what you believe. Stir up your faith. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Any of you guys go to the gym? No? Been to the gym?
She goes to the gym.
Who goes to the gym? Used to go to the gym?
Tavin goes to the gym.
Tavin used to go to the gym, didn't you? You used to go to the gym, didn't you?
He still goes to the gym.
Do you still go? Sometimes, okay. Why do you go, Tavin? Tell me.
Timi gym kina janchu malai bhana.
To be physically fit.
Okay, to be physically fit.
Kinaki malai abo tandurust ani malai ekdamai fit hun mancha bhanera bhanyo le.
Our faith
needs
to be physically, needs to be spiritually fit. When you go to be physically fit, does that help you lift things in the, you know, and be stronger?
Yeah.
So with our faith. Come here, Annie. Come here. Come, come. She's my helper today. Stand there. Come out here, darling. Stand at the side of her. He's bigger than she is. Isn't he? But do you know something? Just give me your arm. Just make a fist. Are you trying?
Come on, hard in it.
Come on.
Come on, give us some.
All right. Oh, he's been to the gym, definitely. Now then. She's not been to the gym. Have you? But Nia has the same muscles as Tabin. Is that right? So if she went to the gym and started lifting weights, she'd suddenly have muscles. Well, not exactly like this one, but go on. But you know, they'll be getting a bit stronger. You may sit down. You may sit down. Thank you. Our faith can initially be young. But our faith has all the strength of God behind it.
And
the more we move and use our muscles, the stronger they get. The bigger they get. Faith in a similar way, the more we begin to use our faith, then our faith gets stronger. And we stand there before the Goliaths. And David was only about 5'2". How tall are you? David
stand
up. 5'2 inch matra thiyo
sano. Let's see. Just a minute.
Daud chi 5'2 inch ko matra thiyo sano.
I need you out of here. Come out of here. Come on, you. Go on, Grace as well. You're about 5 foot. Grace is about 5'3". David was about this sort of size.
Dia chi 5 feet ho, ani Grace chi 5'2" ho, haina. Tara Daud pani utike height ko thiyo, etrei.
Now Goliath was about this size.
Goliath chi tetro lambu thiyo.
How would you like to face a big guy this size with a great big spear in his hand? Would you like the idea?
No.
Thank you. And yet David looked up at Goliath and said, "You dog." He said, You dog. You dare to come to me. And you start to blaspheme my God. And David took out a stone. Popped it in his sling. It's clean.
That same one that you killed spider with over there.
No, it's clean. It's clean one.
<We're> just asking.
David begins to swing it with his stone in and lets it fly. It's the giant. Right there, between the eyes. Knocks him out. Do you know why? David's faith was in God's word. David's faith was in the power of God.
Then
David runs and takes hold of this great big sword that belongs to Goliath. And he takes his sword, and Goliath is on the floor, and David chops off his head.
And
he picks up Goliath's head and holds it and says, "This is our God's victory. This is what God does to his enemies." Now, before all this happened, all the soldiers of Israel were doing this. I'm not going. Find somebody else. Find somebody bigger.
Well,
I'm not going to go. I'm scared. And then David just suddenly says, "Well, I'll go and face this dog who's blaspheming my God." And you know, when David had slayed Goliath, the next thing that happened was, everybody that's eyed him back down here, suddenly went. And beginning to chase the enemy. Chase your enemy. Chase your enemy. Don't let him have rule over you. Take your authority. God's given you authority. Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus lives in each and every one of us, God's given you authority. God's given you authority, Alicia. Now you have to stand up and use it.
Yes.
Don't tell me you're shy. Is she shy? No, Mum says you're not. Now, I used to be shy. That means you can be noisier than me.
त्यसैले तिमी पनि म जस्तै नोइजी हुन्छु पछि.
She said, you got to be joking.
मैले मनमनै भन्दै छु होला यसले के हँसेर आएको भनेर.
Are you shy?
के तपाईँ shy हुनुहुन्छ? लजालु हुनुहुन्छ?
Proper shy. You look proper shy. You do. Yeah, I can see you're proper shy. You're proper shy when your mum's nearby and tells you to knuckle down. That's when you're shy, aren't you? Yeah, but when your mum's not there, you're not proper shy, are you? No. I know that.
He's not shy.
See, I've been at your age. But God wants to use you for the things in his kingdom. Right now, God's saying, I've got my hand on you. And at the moment, you're sort of wriggling a bit. But God's not going to let go. He has a future for you. He has a destiny for you. And God wants to protect you from the things outside and to give you something far greater than you've ever seen ever in your whole life. Now, I don't know whether you're going to believe that, but I'm going to remind you of that. When you begin to surrender more fully to God, you will see those things happening. And I want to be part of it. I want to see it happening. You see, I look at this young man, Daniel. He's totally different to when I knew him 2.5 years ago. This man here, he's different to 2 years ago. God still wants to do more in this young man. And as he surrenders and allows God to do it, God will do it. Father, in Jesus' name, just lay hands on him, Tabin. Father, I pray that you would, Lord, remove every dark spot and every fear from his life. Father, I pray that you would cause your Holy Spirit to rise up within him. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I pray the fears of the past will be broken. And that, Lord, you would set a fire within him, Father, that would burn so bright for you, O God. Lord, just cause him to know such a peace coming from you and a strength. And, Father, let him be so hungry for you that he can't get enough. In Jesus' name I ask it, amen.
Amen.
Can I pray with you? Come on. Come anywhere you want.
तिमी भरोसा गर्छु म तिमीलाई के भने
जस्ट बिकज आई सेड इट
फ्रान्सिस मैले भनेर मात्र
just because I said it does not mean it will automatically happen. Okay, it means that God is saying, this is, I have this in the future for you. But you have to begin to prepare yourself. Like Moses, God said Moses was going to be the deliverer for Israel.
Probably Moses lai bhane jastai moza ma timlai prayog garne chu Israeli har lai Egypt bata bahira lagna ko lagi.
And God spent 80 years preparing him.
And probably 80 barsha jati ude garnu bhayo Moses lai taiyar parna ko lagi.
He's not going to spend 80 years preparing you.
And probably timro lai chai 80 barsha garnu hunna taiyar parna ko lagi.
Because I believe I'm going to see what I've said begin to happen in you. You have to now press in. You have to become active with this. You have to work with this.
Father, I pray for Francis O'Garner. I pray for the word that has gone over him.
Jesus.
I pray, oh God, that this word will be sealed in him.
Yes, Lord.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
And that, Lord, he would know the anointing and the presence of you coming
yes.
on his life and directing him, Father. And that, Lord, you just begin to minister to his heart.
Yes.
And, Father, Lord. I pray, oh God, his eyes would be focused on the things of God, the things of your word, oh Father, and not on the things of this world.
Yes, Lord.
And that, Father, you will hold nothing back from him. That, Lord, you would cause him to know all things and to have all things in you. Father, I just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise Man. God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid.
No.
Don't be afraid. God is for us.
Amen.
The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Surely that is something to praise God for.
Amen.
If God is for us,
nobody
can be against us.
जब प्रभु हाम्रो साथमा हुनुहुन्छ कुनै कुराले पनि हामीलाई प्रभुसँग छुटाउने कुरा गर्न सक्दैन.
When you and Jesus get together,
जब तिमी र प्रभु एकसाथ हुन्छौ,
nobody can beat you.
तिमीलाई अरूले केही पनि गर्न सक्दैन.
Believe that?
कि तिमी त्यो भरोसा गर्छौ?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, God listens to what you just said. God listens to every word you say.
प्रभुले उसले जे जे एक एक शब्द भने सबै सुन्नुहुन्छ प्रभुले.
Amen. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Good. Now you see, heaven is rejoicing in what you've just said.
Heaven's
rejoicing in what you've just said. And do you know something else? The devil's trembling. His knees are knocking. He's just heard what you said. I know I'm doing silly things, but I'm trying to make these things stick.
Because
the word of God says the devil fears and trembles. He's trembling. Them Christians, them disciples, they're getting up and they're believing what the word of God says. What am I
going to
do?
What
am I
going to
do? What are we going to do? The Bible says, he's under your feet.
Say that again.
The Bible says, he's under your feet.
I'm not doing that.
Who's the fittest?
You got long feet, haven't you?
and long legs. Yeah, and you've got more balance.
The devil's under our feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Satan's under our feet.
He's under our feet.
Satan's under our feet.
Is he getting there? Jesus.
I'm not doing that.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Same with this one as well. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Just give the devil one.
Satan, I'm not doing it. Don't look at me.
He'll interpret. You do the actions with me, okay? So this is what you have to do. When the devil comes around, you just simply give him one. What do you do?
Oh, Satan, I'll just give him a lot of salaranus. Tavin, Tavin can do it.
Jesus, come out here, for goodness sake.
Bring Tavin.
Tavin, come on.
Oh, both of them.
Hallelujah. Yes. Now, what are you going to do when the devil comes around, eh?
Didn't you kill a little double side down out?
Come on, then.
Yeah,
come
yes,
on.
Go.
Glory to God.
Stephen, come on,
hey,
lad.
Come on, show him how it's done. Come on, Stephen. Come on, let's see
him. Encourage him.
Hallelujah. What do you do when the devil turns up, eh?
Give
him one.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Yes, hallelujah. You know, we're going to break down his so-called strongholds. We're going to kick down the doors of hell that are keeping those people in prison.
And Satan uno sobbele to jail marakiro
go. They're keeping your neighbors locked up in torment.
And Satan the tobe go chimigyo labne ekdomi to ude torsaun in ekdomi naram kurar marakiro go Satan.
And when you share the word of God, when you share Jesus.
The job tobe le afna chimigyo or sobele probu go bar ma sunan uncha tobe Satan le la dannu boko.
The doors are kicked down.
And tobe to prison go jail go dokara to la dannu kunu.
And the people are being set free.
Ani problem man is on the chinnecha.
Hallelujah. And they are set free. And do you know something? Who's going to teach them about the freedom and the joy and the blessings of God?
Huh?
You are.
And
you are. We're going to do it together. Together, we're going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Even your friends. You're going to show them Jesus. Your friends. You're
going to
show them Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you been encouraged? Glory to God. Praise his wonderful name. I just love the Lord Jesus. And I just want to see every one of you grow in the things of God and do the work of God. There is nothing greater than doing the work of God. It is so exciting. It's so satisfying. It just brings great joy.
Hallelujah.
You know, when you share the word of God, when you share the gospel, when you share Jesus with somebody, something's happening in here. You feel so excited that you had the opportunity to share Jesus. Praise the Lord. Because you're doing what Jesus told you to do. Go out. Go out. Into all the world. Share the gospel, the good news. Pray for the sick. Heal the sick, it says. Raise the dead. And cast out demons. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Glory to God. Amen. God is so good to us. Hallelujah.
Even she's excited now.
Even she's, yes.
She's got freedom at last.
She has freedom, you see. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Free from your worries. Free from anxiety. Free from stress. Free from everything that would hinder you. Because the Bible says, cast your cares.
Afno niras, afno sochai, afno dukhaero sabai prabhu ma lyaunus bhanera bhandacha.
All my worries, all my cares.
Tapaiko yo nirasha, tapaiko yo dukhai piraharu sabai
tapaiko
ma jun jun bokeko cha din dinai.
And yet Jesus says, cast your burdens on me. And so what do I have to do? I have to take my burdens.
Probably bhandacha afno
and I have to cast them so far away. It's being caught so far away that I can't see it anymore. And the only thing I can see is Jesus. The only thing I can see is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I could just keep going on and 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 on, but I just get so excited about the things of God. Because He's real. And He's protected me this week. And He's been good to me this week. And He's spoken to me this week. And I've spoken to Him. That's so exciting. The Creator of the universe wants to talk to you. And wants you to talk to Him. Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Fantastic.
Praise His name. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you right now and we humbly bow ourselves before you, Lord. And we realize that how your hand has been upon us over years, over many years, O God. And you're always there for us, protecting us, keeping us. You're the God that provides for us.
Jesus.
You said you'd never leave us, you'll never let us go. And Father, I pray that we would just hang on and keep rejoicing. And that, Lord, we would rejoice for all that you've done. And we would yet rejoice, O God, for all that you are going to do. Hallelujah. We have a sure and certain hope. In Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Father, I pray you bless every member that is sat here right now, Father. Lord, give them joy. Give them great joy and peace. Give them such an excitement with your word. Father, I pray that every care and every worry and anxiety just be cast off in the name of Jesus. Never to return again. But Lord, they would, that each and every one of us, Father, would trust you. I pray this, Lord, that we would trust you more. I ask this, Lord, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Praise Amen. God. Bless the Lord.